listening to Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now, the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by
Northwest Bank. Make the switch to Northwest Bank and get back to living. By Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' comp attorneys working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. By Arbyte Software, the best office phone system in Buffalo. And presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care.
14-13. That doesn't scream, oh my God, what a great game to you, does it? Doesn't have to. It's a win for the Buffalo Bills. And more importantly, a win and more growth from their young rookie quarterback, Josh Allen. Yesterday, at home against the Detroit Lions, the Bills improved to 5-9. The season has not gone where a lot of people hoped it would. They have not built on record-wise or accomplishment-wise what they did last year making the playoffs. But I think a lot of things are happening right now that are good with this football team that, unfortunately, it's going to take a little bit more time to realize because they're not going to be playing in January and we'll have to wait until next year, next season. But a lot of really, I think, nice things, good things, positive things to take away from yesterday in this victory over the Detroit Lions, which, again, like I said, 14-13, it had the feel of a preseason game with some of the names. I mean, here's the Bills and the Lions, who for many, many years played a preseason game against one another, did not this year, and yet it was like preseason in December with some of the names. LeSean McCoy out. Chris Ivory, his backup, out. Matt Milano, out. The Bills had backups playing for starters and backups playing for backups in this game. And they pulled out the victory 14-13. But like I said, the growth, the development of Josh Allen, really first and foremost in a lot of people's minds, including me. That's where I am with this team. We got a lot to get to. And I'm going to say this right away. I'm disappointed in all of you. Disappointed in all of you out there. Why? Because last week, you were light on the phone calls. We had to get through the show last week, which, as you know, I say every Monday here on WGR and a Buffalo Football Monday and the Extra Point Show. Every Monday I say, this show is for you. It's about you. It's not about me. It's no guests. I don't do guests here. I don't do interviews. You're the caller. You're the person that wants to get their opinion, their question out there, and I give you that time. And that's what this show is about. And you have 2 hours to do that. But if you wait and we start getting packed phone calls, you're going to be waiting for a while. So today, get back on the horn. Pick up the phone and dial. 803-0550 is the number. 888-550-2550. Disappointed in all the number of calls last week. But I think after yesterday's game, and still, for some reason, some polarization of Josh Allen's performance out there. In fact, to be quite honest with you, before I get into, you know, everything I want to say about this game, let me invite, here's an open invite to anyone who wants to call and tell me that Josh Allen hasn't looked good, or that you don't think he's a very good quarterback, you're still discouraged instead of encouraged. If you want to do that, I would like to hear from you, because I don't get it if that's the case. I don't know what you're watching. I don't know what you're thinking. I have some ideas on what it could be, but maybe you could make a justifiable case for some reason that you say you're not encouraged and you still think he's not going to be good. If that's the case, go right ahead. The open phone line is for you. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. We are going to get to what we always do here on the program today, which is my sit up and stand down at the end of the program. Sit up on something, someone, anything in the NFL. Stand down on something, someone, anything in the NFL. And then my buddy for the week, my hey buddy. We'll do that later. We'll also get to our sidelines, extra points from the sidelines, and our focus on the next game. And of course, a lot of your phone calls. That's what we do here on the Extra Point Show. My name is Sal Capaccio. Glad to be with you. Derek Kramer is manning the other side of the glass for me today. And I probably just put Derek way more to work than he thought he would when I said, get on the horn and call, because you didn't last week. But I really do. I want to hear. I get pockets of people still on my social media feed, at Sal Sports on Twitter. Especially, I get pockets of people who still want to tell me that it's just not good enough. he's not growing. They don't see it. And I want to know what you're watching if that's the case, because you're not watching the same football I am. And if you are watching the same football I am, then we have way, way, way different views on how to measure that kind of stuff. The bottom line is, for me, this kid has progressed and grown and given you a reason to hope that they've finally found their franchise quarterback they've been searching for so long. I don't know if they have, but I think there's reasons to believe that could be the case. We still have a long way to go to see. Look, if you're someone who only cares about draft position and regards any win at this point as meaningless and even detrimental to the Bills, no matter how it happens, then yesterday was not for you. If you're someone who either wants the Bills to win or is mainly concerned with the growth and development of Josh Allen, regardless of the result, yesterday was exactly what you wanted. I've talked a lot about, and I've written a lot about how these games are really all about Josh Allen. AAA, AAA, all about Allen. I've done that, I've said that, I've written that. And watching his growth. Every snap he takes for the rest of the season is more and more critical to his development, because they're the final snaps of his rookie year before he heads into his first full offseason and next training camp as the unquestioned starting quarterback. That's what he'll be. And he's only got two games left to do this now. He's been showing clear signs of growth, and yesterday was no different, especially since returning from his elbow injury. He had a good day yesterday. And I'm here to tell you, don't let anyone point to a box score or statistics to tell you otherwise. Let me say this and be loud and clear. Let me make some of your Mondays by saying this. You ready? Turn up the radio and listen to my next sentence. I'm excited for Bills fans to be excited about Josh Allen. That's what it comes down to for me. You should be. From what I've seen, you have every reason to be. I'm excited for you. Not for me, for you. Because it puts a smile on my face to think about Bills fans maybe thinking they have their guy. Bills fans thinking this could be the one. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. But I'm loving what I'm starting to see. I think back to last month, when Allen was close to returning from an elbow injury that sidelined him, when he missed four games. Lots of fans and media said at that time, just continue to sit him. Don't put him on the field. Let him sit. Let him learn behind Derek Anderson and Matt Barkley. And don't get him injured anymore. I heard that one a lot. You put him out there, he's going to get injured. Thank goodness Sean McDermott and the rest of the organization decided to put him back under center and make a commitment to him as the starting quarterback. Because the last four games have been invaluable to him and have given the team an idea of what he's capable of and what they need to improve in the offseason, both with him personally and as far as their offensive personnel goes. Really, think for a second. Can you imagine? Just think for a second. Where we'd be, what we'd be talking about, and how we'd be thinking if they did not put Josh Allen back in the lineup several weeks ago. You talk about quarterback purgatory. We've heard those words many times over the last several years. We'd be sitting here. I would be doing a show thinking, well, they got Josh Allen. We still don't know who he is. Give the kid a chance in training camp. Well, we'll find out in 8 months. That's what we'd be doing. Now, to a degree, we are still doing a little bit of that. There's no doubt. But we'd have no clue. We wouldn't see any growth. And for him personally, you can't convince me that he is absolutely growing exponentially more by playing right now and getting these reps than he would be if he was sitting. No doubt in my mind. I'm all for guys playing versus sitting. I do think it's an individual case. There was more of an argument to be made for Josh Allen to sit because of the jump from Wyoming to the NFL was so great and because of the personnel around him. But I am really, really glad right now that this team put him back in. And as much as these games are about his growth, And we make it all about Allen? Yesterday was really a win about a team that stuck it out and found a way to do it. Was it pretty? Probably not. Was it exciting? At times. But not for the most part. It was hard fought and it was earned. And that's always a good thing to see, regardless of record or circumstance. Yesterday was, to me, old school, gut it out, grind it out football. That's the way the sport should be played. Someone goes down, next man steps up, you tough it out, and you do whatever you can to help your teammates find a way to win. I loved that. Bills fans should be proud of their team and how they battled and found a way to win yesterday. And along the way, you got to see another positive day from your young quarterback. Happy holidays. It was a good Sunday. 803-0550, 888-550-2550 here on the Extra Point Show. All right, let's go to Chris in Buffalo. Let's start us off, Chris. Hi, you're on the Extra Point Show on WGR.
Yeah, so I was just tuning in what you said about Josh Allen. I mean, anybody that's watched the game and know football, you got to love what you see. You know what I mean? And I like how the coaches is trusting him and opening up the playbook because that's saying he's deserving it. You know, and not just being so conservative now.
Yeah, you know what the big poster child for what you're saying for me for that was, Chris, yesterday? Yesterday, they allowed him to throw the ball late in the game on a 2nd and 9 to a contested Jason Kroom, and he rewarded them. But I don't think they would have allowed him to do that early on in the season. They trusted him. They put the ball in his hands, and he rewarded them.
Right. Even when, you know, the first two games he was playing and the passes were so off, you can see now it's still in a direction, and he's standing in the pocket. He wasn't just trying to run yesterday. And he wasn't, you know, rushing to run. He was standing in the pocket looking to make a throw. So, you know, that's a good growth spin right there, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's a lot to be encouraged about, and you should be. And I have no idea how anybody cannot be. But hey, to each his own, I guess. If you want to live on that side of it right now, I have no idea what the reason would be. I have my ideas, though. Steve, I should say I have some ideas, but I don't know. Steve and Clarence. I'm sorry, Steve. Go ahead. You're on WGR.
Yes. Let's not make any mistake. We got lucky with the field goals. I mean, late in the fourth quarter. And I don't think Josh Allen really put it on target a lot of times.
So did he miss some throws? Absolutely. You know who else did? Every single quarterback who played in the NFL yesterday.
Well, right. But I mean, I'm a believer in him, but I don't know. I have some reservations.
I have no idea what your point is of this phone call.
Okay, just to say that.
So try and explain it to me. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that
did they win the game because the other team missed a field goal and an extra point? Sure, yes, that happened. It happens in every game when teams make mistakes. The Bills missed a couple against the Jets as well. It happens. That's how you win. Did Josh Allen miss some throws? Absolutely. He also just started his 9th game ever as a professional.
Right. Well, on Josh Allen's side, I would say that the receivers definitely have missed some catches that they should have.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think you're all over the place, Steve, but that's okay. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Matt in Buffalo. Hi, Matt. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
A couple things. Tre'Davious White got lit up like a Christmas tree. I thought that was interesting. To me, you know, Sal, here's the deal.
He was in position on a couple balls, and he got out fought. And, I mean, it was not a good day for him. That's happened a couple times recently. There's no doubt about it. He still had a good year, but yesterday wasn't a good day.
No. Josh Allen, to me, is just an average quarterback right now. I mean, really, Sal, he cannot do any wrong, because if he throws 5 interceptions, we say, well, he's a rookie, that's the way it is. But if he completes a pass, oh, he's the next Steve Young. It's too early. As fans, we're so desperate, we'll do anything to try to put someone underneath our arm, and he's the man. I'm not convinced yet. I think if we give him some more weapons, I think that'll definitely...
You don't have to be convinced. All we're asking, look, here's the point, Matt. You don't have to be convinced of anything. I'm not convinced.
Yesterday.
But hold on. Can I talk for a second?
Okay. Sure.
You don't have to be convinced. I'm not convinced. All I'm saying, and all most people want to say is, you know what? Compared to what most people said he'd be, where he'd be, and how he looked early in the season, there's a lot of growth there, and he's doing a lot of good things, especially considering the cast around him. So you know what? Yeah, it's going to take some time, but how can you not be at least encouraged by what you're seeing?
I'm encouraged for what I see, but I'm not. You know, once again, we beat a team that was one win.
Who cares about that? I don't care about that. I'm judging by his throws. They're not a good football team. They're a 5-win team. We know that. That's not what it's about.
Michelle, I need to see a consistent basis.
Right, we all do.
If he does five things bad and one thing good, all we see is the good. So I think we need to take a step back.
Is that what he did yesterday?
If you ask me, I thought he played okay. That's all.
No. You think he did five bad things yesterday and one good thing?
No, what I'm saying is I think it evened out.
I don't think so. I think he was way more good than bad yesterday, and almost every single person that I've read, heard, objectively, whatever, has said that. So I don't know. Here's the thing, Matt. This is what I think, okay? I think you represent a very, very large segment of the fan base that you've made up your mind about him, and that's where you're going to land, and no matter what I say or anybody else says, that's what you're going to come back to. And that's okay. If you want to live like that, that's cool, man. I mean, look, I've probably done that in my life sometimes about things. It just seems like there's this pocket of fans, there's this pocket of media that have made up their minds so hard and true that no matter what he does, no matter what you say, no matter what evidence you present, it doesn't matter. Okay. Then there's no use in me trying to convince. And again, I'm not convinced he's going to be good or bad. You shouldn't be. I agree with that part of it. But when you call up and say, well, when he does all these bad things, but the one good thing everybody latches on. He did a lot of good things yesterday. He made a lot of really nice throws early in the game, and he also missed a couple of throws. And he also threw some balls away, and he also had some drops. And there's a lot there. And there's a lot of things you need to kind of put together to try and figure it out. Let's go to Fred in Tonawanda. Hi, Fred.
Hi. Just a quick thing for you, Sal. You know the quarterback that came in, the backup that's helped him so much this year? If he's not a backup next year, is there any chance they could hire him as like an assistant?
Well, I mean, if he wants to, they could. If he's interested in that, I don't know. I don't know if he, you know, I mean, he's done a good job as a mentor. I don't know if he'd be interested in coaching. You know, the thing about it is, Fred, what you have to understand is coaching is really, really, it's very, very, very time consuming. Really, almost, I would say, more than playing. Those guys are away from their families all the time. It's not for everybody. Not everybody wants to do it. He's getting paid to be a player right now and be a mentor, and I'm not sure if that's anything he'd be interested in.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And if it is, sure. I mean, maybe he's helped him. And I think that since Derek Anderson's been here, Josh Allen, that's when we've seen his biggest growth. So that'd be nice to have him around. But, you know, guys got to want to do that. And that's not for everybody. You know, it's just not. Let's go to Doug in Niagara Falls. Hi, Doug. Doug, you there?
Hello?
Doug, you're on the air.
Hey, Sal, how are you?
Good, bud, thanks.
Listen, so I wanted to talk to you. Forgive me. I'm just trying to get out of here.
Do you need me to put you on hold here and come back to you?
No, I just wanted to talk about Trey White.
Okay.
I'm in the same camp as you. I think Josh Allen had a pretty good game. He missed some throws. His O-line was bad. I saw Wyatt Teller get blown off the line and Jordan.
He actually had more time yesterday to throw than I thought he's had all year, though.
Well, I agree with you, but I saw some plays where the offensive line still looked like they were.
Well, they're not a great unit, and they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to get beat one-on-one more often than maybe a lot of teams. But I thought yesterday they did a good job of pass protection.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. They look better than they have all year. But still, I mean, development takes time. I'm happy to see the growth from Josh Allen. But Trey White, I guess, I don't know what was going on with him. He just looked rough. They attacked him, and he missed a couple of balls that went up, 50-50 balls that he normally comes down with, or at least what we're...
But, you know, here's the thing, Doug. Does he normally come down with that? Because I was thinking, it's a good question. It's a good point you're raising. And I heard Murph this morning on with Howard and Jeremy, and he said, you know, his biggest Achilles heel might be, you know, he's not the biggest guy in the world, and he doesn't maybe the bigger, taller receivers can outmuscle him. And I think that's what's happened here. Remember, DeAndre Hopkins did it at the goal line against him, against Houston. The Robbie Anderson throw was just a money throw by Sam Darnold. But I think yesterday with Galladay, who's a bigger guy as well, you know, maybe that's what it is. You know, if teams are going to attack him, they're going to put it like a 50-50 ball, and I don't think that he comes up with those 50-50 balls a lot. He had good coverage yesterday, and the other guy came down with it.
Right. Okay. Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, that's, I think it's a fair question. I wonder if that's, you know, what it is, that, you know, going against guys like that, if that's a bit of a tougher matchup for him, and that's a part of his game that he needs to work on and improve to figure out how to do that. Let's go to Nick in Buffalo. Nick, you're on WGR on the Extra Point Show. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about Robert Foster. He is a beast. I feel like he's like a key reason of why Josh Allen is evolving the way he is right now.
You know, Robert was a really highly regarded high school player who had all the tools at Alabama, but never was productive at Alabama. Wasn't that productive because of the type of offense they ran, the other players they had around them, the score and circumstance of games, lots of those things. And I'm actually, Nick, when I think back about it, I wonder why, you know, another team didn't take a chance on a guy like that, and he was just out there for the taking. And then, of course, the Bills were fortunate enough to grab him.
Good scouting. I don't know. He just seems to have like a rapport with Josh Allen.
Yeah, well, you know, they had an advantage with scouting him because Brian Daboll was his offensive coordinator at Alabama, so I'm sure that helped and get a book on him, you know?
Yeah, do you think he could be like a guy that we could be considering a number one?
No, not yet. I think that you're looking at a 2 or 3 for him next year. I wouldn't put that on him. I think eventually he's just still got to grow. He's got a ways to go. Let's remember what's going to happen, Nick. Teams are going to start to look at him a little more on film. They're going to dedicate a little more coverage to him, and then that's when he's going to have to grow a little bit and figure things out too.
Yeah, and what we're going to do with Zay Jones, man. We can't have another Stevie Johnson, man.
I don't know what that means. Stevie was a good player. I don't know what you mean, man.
Player, but he dropped some serious balls.
Yeah, he's had a decent year, though. He had a decent year. But, you know, yesterday maybe he could have come up with the one over the middle. Maybe that was on Josh Allen. That's funny, Nick. Who do you blame that one on? You blame that one on Zay, the one over the middle?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will blame it on Josh. I don't know. And I think that's where this disconnect comes from. You'll get people to say, well, he threw that one too high. Maybe. I don't know. But it's interesting you put that one on Zay.
Yeah, I never will be, but I mean, I've always heard it hit you in the hand. You got to catch it. But
hey, as a former wide receiver, that's what I was always told. But we know that's not always true, right?
Yeah, right.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Good calls. Good start to the show. See, you're on fire today. We didn't have many calls last week. We got a lot more today. That's exactly what I want right here on the Extra Point Show. It's Sal Capaccio with you today on a Buffalo Football Monday on WGR.
Oh, yeah, he definitely made the throws he needed to win the game. He's doing a great job back there. You know, he ran less today. He stayed in the pocket, threw some great balls, and he completed some great passes. So we like it.
Bills wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie. Boy, I think he yesterday was the shining example of what I said earlier about gutting it out and grinding it and finding a way. Here's a guy that was carted off the field. He was carted off the field, and you're like, oh, just when I was liking this guy, he's got this speed, and he's really bringing something to the table. He's a weapon they can use, punt returner, kick returner. Oh, man. Suddenly, he comes running back out onto the field during, I think, the fourth quarter. And this was really, this was the type of day that you needed all hands on deck as much as you can. Isaiah McKenzie was, like, limping onto the field to catch punts and limping off the field after he caught the punt. And yet he's out there and he's grinding, he's balling, and did a great job. So that was him right there. This wide receiver group genuinely likes each other, roots for each other, pushes each other. And I like Isaiah McKenzie a lot. I think he could be a factor for this team as a weapon going forward. And I think it's really like him and Ray-Ray McCloud might be guys that have to fight for spots next year. And hopefully Ray-Ray steps up, because right now Isaiah McKenzie has that leg up for sure. Let's go to Elaine in Tonawanda. Hi, Elaine. You're on WGR.
Hi, Sal. Yeah, I am a Josh fan. I'm a mother, and the thing of it is, he's still a kid, even if he is a professional.
We forget that sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, you know, and it's just, leave the kid alone, will you? It's just, but anyway, my point being, he's got one heck of an arm on him, and you can see it in his face when he throws the ball. He knows it's a good throw, and yet when nobody's there to catch the ball, you can see the discouragement on his face, like, where were you? You know, now, in one way, I have a question as far as I've been watching football all my life, but I'm still not an expert. But when he throws the ball, isn't there a plan where the receiver is supposed to be where he throws the ball and he throws the ball where it's supposed to go?
Well, of course. I mean, plays are designed and they have, you know, whether it's two or three or four wide receivers that run, they have certain routes they're supposed to run. Now, sometimes they adjust them based on what they see, and that's what practice is for, to know, hey, if this guy's here, you go here. And sometimes that can not work out all the time. But generally, it's basically, hey, this is exactly what he's doing and exactly where I need to throw it. But all that is timing, too, you know, and does he have to get rid of it too early or does he hold on too late? All those things matter.
Yeah, but I mean, you can see the discouragement too. It's like, and you know, like I said, he's just a kid, and you can tell he's putting everything he has into it. Is he going to be a great quarterback? I don't know. I think so. I think I will live to see that. I'm old, but right now he's a good quarterback, and he's trying. But
he's just a kid. You're right, Elaine. And I think more than anything, what you're saying, and what I've tried to implore on people is, it's not just his age when we talk about he's a kid. He just started his ninth NFL game, and people want to make definitive conclusions on his career. Can we at least sit back and let the kid grow a little bit, have a full offseason in as a professional? I mean, he has been a professional player for less than a year.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, too, I've noticed, too, it's like this. Maybe this sound is going to sound corny, but have you watched the angle of his arm when he does throw that perfect ball? It almost, and don't hang up on me for this, but it almost looks like it's Brady-esque. He has that powerful arm and that throw, but it needs help. Do they help him on that?
Yeah, that's what coaches are for. Yeah, he works on stuff, his technique all the time. All guys are different, though. All guys are different, Elaine. Do you watch baseball at all? Well, everybody has a different batting stance, right? And some guys are great hitters, and some guys have a stance that's completely different, but they're great hitters. So there's all different ways to do it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, my only thought, like I said, is he's only a kid, but
yep.
He's doing his darndest, and I think he's going to be good. And like you said, next year I'm going to expect more of him. This year, yeah.
I think that's absolutely fair of you. Thanks, Elaine, for the phone call. Mike in Amherst. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I just want to make a couple points. What a great day to be a Buffalo sports fan yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? When the game was over, I got all my sound in the locker room, and then I go up to the press box to start working a little bit, and, you know, they allow us to go back up there and have some food so we can do our job, so I really appreciate that from the Bills and the PR over there. But what's cool is, as I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait a minute, the Sabres are about to start. This is cool. I can watch this game tonight.
I almost forgot the Sabres were playing.
Yeah, right. And then it turned out to be a great day, and Jack Eichel looked great.
Oh, he's awesome. And another point I want to make, Sal, I think the coaches, McDermott, I think they coached one of their best games yesterday, in my opinion.
Why do you think?
I mean, going for it on fourth down and...
I agree with you, but I'll tell you why I think. And the reason I think is because they had to have everybody ready to know their role when they were called upon because they needed that. That's what coaching is to me, Mike. Coaching isn't always just punting and going for it or, you know, deciding when to challenge plays. Those things matter. You know what matters more than anything in coaching? Preparing your players to be ready to play when they need to.
Right. Can I ask you one thing? Everyone was so upset when he decided not to kick the field goal and punt. You think, is that because Hauschka is still hurt, you think?
That's a good question. I don't know if it's because he's quote-unquote still hurt, but I wouldn't doubt that, look, he did not have a lot of practice last week. You know, he went through the week. He missed a couple days before he got back after it. It was a little bit colder. It was a little bit drizzly at the time. I think all of those things and what you just said, too, all of that was probably a factor.
Gotcha. And one more thing. Like you said, Sal, everyone did their role yesterday. like you said, the backups played for the backups. And, you know, our one running back at the moment was DeMarco, and he came in and...
Yeah, he actually had to take a handoff. Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. And look, I think I said this morning to the guys. We were probably an injury away from maybe seeing Ray McLeod as a running back. And I'm not joking when I say that. Or Isaiah McKenzie, but he was banged up. That's probably what would have happened. Or you're just going empty and telling Josh Allen, throw the ball or run it yourself. That's we were close to that. All right, let's go to Corey out in D.C. What's up, Corey? You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How are you? I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I think there's a lot to be happy with Josh Allen. I think the progression that he's shown from before the injury to now, I think he's made tons of steps in the right direction. I give the Bills coaching staff and front office a lot of credit for going out, finding a guy like Isaiah McKenzie on a practice squad, bring him in. I mean, the guy's been a contributor, and I like seeing when they start the game with a couple of those easy throws, you know, to get a couple completions under his belt. But those that are still kind of complaining about Josh Allen and where he's at, I really don't know what they're seeing. I would even make the statement that...
I think they've already made up their mind. That's what it is. And the other thing is, basically, and I don't know if this is intentional. I think people have to step back and realize, again, I think a lot of those people are, maybe they're so wanting so bad for him to be good right away that they're comparing him to veterans in this league for several years. I mean, the kid has played 9 games. That is unfair. It's like when people, and if I may, Mike, Corey, for a second, if I may, it's the same thing. I've heard this whole thing about, well, Tyrod this or Tyrod that. Well, Tyrod was in his 7th year. The standard for me is different for Josh Allen. This is, he's in the infancy. It's like Rasmus Dahlin on the Sabres side. Like, I don't compare Rasmus Dahlin to Victor Hedman because he hasn't been in the league as long as Victor Hedman. He's hopefully going to get there someday.
Right. I mean, compare him to Tyrod. Tyrod was a guy that was a backup quarterback on a Super Bowl champion team. I mean, Tyrod had 4 years in when he came to the Bills, or 5 years, and he knew how to prepare. Josh Allen was a guy, obviously, like you pointed out, came from a small, small town. Then he's in a smaller program at Wyoming. He's not from one of these power conferences. But if we were to pick over again, I really think that the Bills have the best quarterback for their organization for Western New York. I do have a quick question.
Yep.
Moving into 2019, do you think that the Bills are, A, happy with Matt Barkley as the backup? Would they make him a long-term backup? And is there any chance of Derek Anderson maybe joining the coaching staff after on the quarterback?
Oh, did you hear somebody else called about Derek Anderson and coaching recently? Did you hear that?
No.
Okay, so let me real quickly say, I don't know if Derek Anderson's even wanting to coach. It's a totally different animal. He'd have to live here year-round, move his family here. It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of work. I mean, so that would be up to him. And even if he is interested, there'd have to be a spot for him on staff. But he's certainly been a good mentor. So I don't know, and I couldn't answer that. As far as Matt Barkley, I think the Bills should be interested in bringing Matt Barkley back as a backup after what they saw and the fact that he will be in their system for a half a season.
Right. All right, thanks. Yeah, go Bills.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Dexter. What's up, Dexter? You're on the Extra Point Show.
I'm going to make this quick so we'll give other people a chance. I think Josh Allen's going to be a great quarterback, but what really impressed me about him is that he's not afraid to run. He's very mobile. As a matter of fact, he's had the longest run in the Buffalo Bills history as a quarterback. He's got a great arm. You give him a couple of receivers like Andre Reed and possibly a tight end like Rob Gronkowski, there's no telling what this guy can do. I think he's going to be a great quarterback.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Michael in Buffalo, you're up next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
I had a quick point to make. This year has been all about the progression of Josh Allen, correct?
Well, I mean, for a lot of people it has. It's not been necessarily for the team.
Yeah.
They're trying to win games, but yes, yes.
Yeah. So the question that I have for you today is in regards to the draft this year. What do you think they need to do in order to progress him?
Here's the answer, Mike. You ready? I have no idea until after free agency. And I mean, seriously, like, they have $85 million to spend, and that's gonna determine what they do when they're on the clock in April, because if they go out and sign two key wide receivers, suddenly that becomes much less of an area they need to address in the draft.
Do you see them going running back early?
What did I just say, Mike?
I know. I'm just saying.
Mike, I tell me what they do in free agency. Tell me if LeSean McCoy is on the team. Tell me who the running backs are that you're talking about now. I cannot make that projection or prediction or anything until April because the roster is going to change so much.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Raise the question. What is the most important position for them to address? Is it the offensive line or is it the wide receiver group?
I would say it's wide receiver, and that's got to come first in free agency, and then we'll see where they go. But I think both of them are very high on the list.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, sir.
You're welcome. I think I handled that okay, right? I wasn't a jerk. I was trying to explain. Like, I don't know. Like, how does anybody – we do mock drafts. It's cool. They're fun for entertainment purposes only to look at right now. This roster is going to change a lot between now and April. Guys will go. Guys will come. Guys will be in different roles, whatever. I have no idea. But if you want to just be in general and say, what do you need to address in the offseason, meaning like all the areas, free agency, draft, trades, all that, wide receiver and offensive line are absolutely at the top of the list. Taking a break here is the top of my list. We had to pay the bills around here, but we will be back taking more of your phone calls. Great, great start to the show so far. We're almost already an hour in, but we got a lot more calls to get to. So stay on the line if you're there. Give a call if you're not. 803-0550, 888-550-2550, Sal Capaccio on the Extra Point Show.
He made some big plays. The growth that I saw was at times he threw it away when he needed to throw it away, and you know, big time throw to Robert there to pull us to bring us from behind. And you know, the comeback, the way the team came back, they hung in there all game. Guys were going down. Next guy stepped up, was unfazed, went in, did a great job, and then Josh kept us on point with the offense, made a big play, and Robert scored. So good team win.
.503-0550, you want to jump on board. That was Sean McDermott, of course, after the game yesterday. Bills win 14-13 over the Detroit Lions. How many times in a row they beat the Lions? They beat them the last time, 2014, in Detroit. That was Kyle Orton's first start. Hold on. Let me go back. Then in 2010, they beat them here. Bills were 0-8 and beat the Lions at home. That's three in a row. And then 8-7-6-5, 2004, they played at Detroit. I'm sorry, 2006, that would have been, at Detroit. I'm guessing they lost that. I'm going to look, though. I think it's three in a row against Detroit, which is the longest winning streak the Bills have against any opponent right now currently, I believe. I think that is correct. Let's go to Phil in East Aurora. Hi, Phil. You're on WGR on the Extra Point Show.
Morning, Sal. Give me a little time here. I'm going to start with telling you that when the Bills drafted Allen, I was pretty skeptical. I mean, they loaded up a lot of draft picks to get this guy. And I was concerned, like everybody else, you know, smaller college, accuracy problems, and all those things. But here's what I'm seeing now, and I'm leaning just like you are. Am I certain this guy's going to be answered? No, I don't think anybody is. But the progression the guy has made in the starts that he's had yesterday, perfect example. He had to stay in the pocket a lot yesterday. I thought he made some great throws from the pocket. He made two of the nicest soft passes, which I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, I brought those up, those floaters in the fourth quarter, right?
Yep. I mean, we didn't see that stuff earlier in the year. He's starting to do that stuff. You know, if you look at what he's working with, the offensive line is mediocre at best. I mean, they're not creating any holes for our running backs to run through. I mean, it's really pretty much on this kid's shoulders. His wide receiving crew, his number one wideout, is a free agent rookie who was cut twice. And that's our number one wide receiver we have right now on this team. And here's what I like. I'm one of those people too. It's looking at the draft and saying, you know, let's get a better draft pick. I was excited yesterday that they won because it's the second fourth quarter comeback that this kid's been involved in, which gives him confidence down the road. And one of the gentlemen that called earlier into your program stated that, you know, they were lucky they won. He needs to know that we took knees at the 50-yard line with, what, a minute and a half to go? Who's to say that he's not going to go down and get us in position to kick a field goal and win the game? I would bet that way than the other way. So I'm, you know, am I sold 100%? No. But the way he's developed, and he's gotten better. And I like the way the coaching staff's bringing him along. I think that this guy's going to be the answer. Give him a full year of off-season training. I think this is the type of guy that wants to get better, and that's important at that position.
All right. Good stuff, Phil. I appreciate it. Good way to end the hour. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. More of your phone calls on the way. Stick with us. Got a full hour to take your phone calls on the Bills, the win, Josh Allen, whatever it is, on WGR.